So there's a whole lot of celebration for Maryland Day this weekend, and of course it's going to take place at the birthplace of Maryland, at St. Mary's City, which is really one of the coolest, most well-preserved old historic cities in the entire U.S., as well as the entirety of North America. And they've got a lot of events this weekend, as you would expect. Of course, the historians and archaeologists giving their demonstrations and talks, food, music, displays. And they also have free admission to all the museums. So if you want to see some of the neat old boats, the neat old museums, the buildings, how people lived, it's a really great opportunity to go down to St. Mary's. And on Sunday, we're going to have the governor there speaking for Maryland Day.
Wow, great. And at the same time, it's the start of one of the most marvelous events on the planet, the Washington Cherry Blossom Festival.
That's something that's really special. And it amazes me, too, how they're able to plan that so well every year, because we certainly have these erratic changes in weather, but it looks to me like the cherry blossoms will, of course, be in full gear.
Yeah, and I get to drive by there on my way to work every day, so they're just starting out, so it's perfect timing.
Yeah, well, they open up quickly, so I think that this weekend will probably really be right around the peak there. And
yeah.
Of course, all around the tidal basin and throughout D.C., tons of events. Music and performers and, just a whole lot of neat things. And my favorite is just to drive by and see.
It was spectacular. It's the Patuxent Wildlife Art Show.
Yeah, that's at the Patuxent Wildlife Center in Laurel. That's kind of my hedge your bet activity for the weekend. The reason being, if the weather is good and during those brief moments where it's going to be good between showers and such, there's a lot of things to see outdoors. But inside, wonderful displays there, and including their art show that they have both Saturday and Sunday.
And there's also an event at Fells Point up in Baltimore. What's going on there?
We have the Greek Independence Day Festival. Of course, the Greek section of Baltimore is right up against Fells Point, and they're going to have the normal type of ethnic festival activities that you have, once again, with the vendors and displays and music and such. And the highlight's going to be, of course, at 4 o'clock on Sunday, the parade down Ponca Street, which is always a lot of fun to see.
Very nice. If people are staying indoors, anything for folks who may want to stay out of the rain?
Yeah, there is so much to choose from. Our calendar of events has over 100 events listed this weekend, all kinds of items from exhibits, film, theater, dance, lectures, history, architecture, you name it. It's all on recreationnews.com in our calendar of events. For example, you can go to Baltimore at the Baltimore Museum of Arts, the BMA. Has a great new display that they just started called Circus Family. It's Picasso and Laguerre on exhibit. And if you're more into something of a broader visual spectrum, the IMAX Theater at the Science Center and all kinds of neat things there. And, of course, when it comes to museums, you can't beat Washington, D.C. for the wide variety of museums. And I think we have just about all of them listed with all of their events for this weekend.
And sometimes people forget, just right on the mall, there's just within walking distance, all right there. So it's all sorts of sporting events this weekend, too.
Yeah, well, it starts out tonight where the Capitals will be hosting the Lightning at the Verizon Center. And then tomorrow in the afternoon, if the weather holds up, I'm not sure if it's going to be good for that or not, but the D.C. United is supposed to be hosting San Jose. And, of course, they play soccer at the JFK Stadium. Or on Saturday night, the Wizards, which, what a time of year to watch basketball, going to be hosting Detroit at the Verizon Center.
And, of course, the Caps right here on Federal News Radio. So it's they're having a great year, amazing year. Deals, so we love the deals.
And so do I. Everybody loves a good deal. And there are some that most people may not be thinking of right now, especially today as the thermometer climbs to 60 degrees or so for the high. There is still spring skiing available. You have to head either north or west. If you wanted to, for example, go to Wisp, Wisp Resort still has all of their slopes open. They always have special events with music and such every weekend. And they have packages that start at just $63, which
wow.
is incredibly low. I think that's their recession buster price that they have.
That's right.
But if you don't want to stay at the lodge, there's a lot of other Deep Creek packages available. Long and Foster has their ski and stay free. Basically, you get an extra day. They have that on page 32 of this issue of Recreation News. or the folks at the Silver Tree or Rayleigh Mountain Lake Vacations, both of them, 30% off for all federal workers. We have that on page 7. And if you want to head a little further west and go west of the Eastern Continental Divide out to Canaan Valley, still wonderful skiing, all the slopes open there. And this is incredible. Deal on page 30, $46.
Wow.
For lodging and your lift ticket. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, and the Tropicana.
The Tropicana still has their TFED special going on. $59 using the TFED code, either on Tropicana.net or if you call their 800 number, gets you your oceanfront room and breakfast at a beautiful oceanfront dining room. It's a very nice buffet and, of course, the ocean of activities, pardon the pun, that you can do at Atlantic City and at the Tropicana are incredible.